Probably.
Okay. We begin the Hilchos, we begin the new book in the Rambam of Korbanos. And it will, the book of Korbanos deals with certain particular Korbanos, starting with the Hilchos Korban Pesach, then the Hilchos of the Korban Chagiga,
yeah.
Then the Hilchos of bringing the Bechor, and then the Hilchos of Shogeg Korbanos, for sins of Shogeg,
yeah.
Then the halachas of Mechusari Kapora and Hilchos Tmura. Those are the seven halachas in Sefer Korbanos, which is, makes this a much smaller safer than others for him. We start with Hilchos Korban Pesach.
10 chapters.
And we see there's 16 mitzvahs that will be discussed in this section. And let's go through them right now. Yesh Bechlol Sheish Esrei Mitzvahs. There's 16 mitzvahs. Arba mitzvahs aseh. 4 positive mitzvahs. Ushteim Esrei Mitzvahs Los aseh. 12 negative mitzvahs. Vizel Prutten. These are the details. The first three are going to be in chapter 1. Aleph. Lishchet Es HaPesach Bizmano. To shech the Korban Pesach at its right time. That's a positive mitzvah. 2. Shalol Lizbach Osal Chometz. Not to shech it when you still own Chometz. 3. Shalo Solinei Murav, to not allow the fats that are supposed to be burned should not be laid to allow to stay overnight. Dalad Lishchoit Pesach Sheni, to shecht an animal on Pesach Sheni if you missed Pesach Rishon. Hey, Lechol Besar HaPesach Al Matzo Mor Beleil Chamishosor, to eat the meat of the Korban Pesach together with Matzah and Mor on the night of the 15th of Nisan. Vav Lechol Pesach Sheni Al Matzo Mor Beleil Chamishosor Lechodesh Sheni, to eat the Pesach Sheni offering if you're required, together with matzah and mor on the night of the 15th of the second month of Iyar. Zayin shel yochal no umavushal. You cannot eat the Korban Pesach raw or cooked. It has to be roasted. Ches shel yotzi mibsara Pesach chusach habor. You can't take the meat of the Korban Pesach outside of the group that you are in. Tesh shel yochal memenu mumor. A heretic who doesn't believe in the Torah cannot eat from the Korban Pesach. Yud, shol yochel menu toshev asocher, a non-Jewish resident alien or a socher, which we'll explain who they are, cannot eat from it either. Yudav, shol yochel memenu oril, a non-circumcised person can't eat from it. Yud bei shol yishbor bo etzim, you don't break the bones of the Korban Pesach. Yugimel, shol yishbor etzim of Pesach Sheni, you can't break the bones of the Pesach Sheni offering. Yudal shlo yashem en raboker, you can't leave any from anything over of the edible meat of the Korban Pesach overnight till the morning. Tesvav shlo yashir mi Pesach sheni laboker, don't leave over from the second Pesach sheni offering to the next morning. And tezayin shlo yashir mi psar chagigos arbosar yom ad yom asar ad yom ashlishi, not to leave over from the Korban chagiga offering that you bring of the 14th past the third day. Okay, those are the 16 general mitzvahs. Perek Rishon, as we said, will focus on the first three mitzvahs. Aleph, a straightforward halacha. Mitzvahs aseh lishchot es haPesach barbosa lechodesh Nisan. It's a positive mitzvah to shech the Korban Pesach on the 14th day of the month of Nisan. At what time? Achar chatzos, after midday. The pasuk says, Shachatu aso kol kahal adas Yisrael bein ha'arbaim. Bein ha'arbaim. What's bein ha'arbaim? So we understand that bein ha'arbaim means at this time that the shade of the sun begins to tilt going down. Mm-hmm. So that's after 6 hours, technically. We'll see more about this later. But that's the time to do it. Vein shochetin, and you only can slaughter elamin haksovim, from sheep and lambs, omina izim, or from goats, bilvad alone. Only sheep or goats, zohar, male, ben shenaso, a first yearling. You have in the first year that animal, obviously after 8 days, can't shech them before 8 days, and until 1 year, which I was checking the weight of a sheep. I was trying to check out the weight. And I believe the after about a year or so, or well, it could be about 40 to 50 pounds. A full sheep is on the second year; it's about 180 pounds. But a first year, you could be about 40 pounds. You'll see where this is going to come into play. Okay, fine. Ve'echod ha'ish, ve'echod ha'isha, whether it's a man, whether it's a woman, chayovim b'mitzvah zu, they are chayiv in this mitzvah. And we should bear in mind that this is referring to Pesach Rishon. We'll see women have different halachas regarding Pesach Sheni. We will talk about that, but right now, Pesach Rishon, men and women are the same.
It says the both men are obligated in
the Korban Pesach.
I know, but it's not good. Is it only about eating, or is it about...
What else is there to do?
To shechet.
No one's obliged to shechet. Somebody should shechet.
Can a woman shechet?
We
said it can be a non-Kohen can shecht it, but general, women obviously were not.
But it has to, like,
she has the mitzvah. So the
no, but where are you shechting it, Ron?
But the mitzvah
in the Beit Hamikdash. Can
she
a woman go
in the
Beit Hamikdash?
She can't be in
the
Azara.
She can't
go shecht it in the Azara. So it has to be a man.
Yeah.
The woman is chayiv to eat the Korban Pesach. That's what it's really. And if she's chayav to have an animal that's shechted, yeah, you can have a shliach. Not everybody's a shechet. So have a shliach for this. Okay, halacha beis. Umisha bital mitzvah zu bezorot. If someone willingly, on purpose, does not do this mitzvah, va'over yomar ba'asor, and the 14th day has passed, v'lo hikriv, and he did not bring a paschal offering, and
important.
Also, the and it was clear, v'hu lo tam, it wasn't that he was tamei, so that was beyond his control, v'lo b'der rechok, and wasn't far away beyond his control, no, he's there, he could do it, he belligerently says, I'm not going to do it, hareza chayev kores. He's chayiv kores. The Torah says it specifically. Someone who's tohar and not far away, and he doesn't do it, he gets kores. The imbitla bishkaga. What if inadvertently he didn't bring it? He didn't know today was Pesach or whatever. He does not get kores, and he doesn't even now. Even though it's a shogeg, but he will not bring a korban chatas.
Right.
For not doing that, because the rule is any avera that you're chayev for transgressing it kores, then for shogeg you're chayev chatas, except for three averos, and that's Pesach, Milah, because these are mitzvahs asay. So you don't bring a chatas on a mitzvah, only on a los asay. Let's say you shouldn't desecrate the Shabbos.
Right.
So if you intentionally desecrate it, you get chayev kores if there's no two witnesses to testify. Hold on. We'll see you in a minute. Because there's something called Pesach Sheni, right? So you can bring that instead.
Yeah.
We'll see. But you don't bring a Korban Chatas.
You just get it later.
That's right. You get a bris later. There's ways to fix this up.
So you have to be in waiting time with your
well,
your,
there's nothing much you
have. You better not die during that time period.
Pesach Sheni, yes. Yeah.
Well, again, you're a shogeg. What do you want? You know, but that's the point. Now let's back it up to the first thing. If a guy gets chorus when he did not do it, so it's very interesting. The question is, a guy, let's say he legitimately didn't do it, right? He didn't want to do it. So now the question is Pesach Sheni an option for such a fellow? It appears, the commentaries say, that even if he brings a korban on Pesach Sheni, since he was mazed by Pesach Rishon, he's still chayiv kores. And that's what the Rambam writes in the Sefer Mitzvahs. He says, if he negligent purposely didn't bring it on Pesach Rishon, he brings Pesach Sheni, he's chayiv, according to the opinion of the Gemara of Rebbe, because really Pesach Sheni is not a tashlumim under that case. In other words, the whole idea of Pesach Sheni would appear, I didn't have a chance, it was beyond my control, I was tamei, that's Pesach Sheni, that's the way the mitzvah is worded. If the guy purposely didn't bring it, okay, now he's bringing Pesach Sheni. So Rambam says, even if he brings it, it will not atone for the curse. There's other things you could do to atone for curse, but that's not going to atone. However, we'll look later, that's the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvahs.
Okay.
But later on, we're going to look in chapter 5, Halacha 2, he's going to say if he didn't bring it on Pesach Rishon, and he brings on
Pesach Sheni,
he should bring on Pesach Sheni, the Rambam says. And if he doesn't bring on Pesach Sheni, even though he's a shogeg, he's chayiv kores because he didn't bring it the right time, but maze it. Well, it appears, it's a contradiction of the Rambam, so we'll have to deal with it later. But it appears to be he's contradicting himself from the Sefer Mitzvahs to what's beyond later on. We get to it later on, we'll discuss it. Okay, halacha gimel. Here it is. as Martin said, ein shechnas a Pesach el abazar. He can only shech the korban Pesach in the azara.
And it was a busy place,
as we know, to bring a bechor, meiser. They're in the same category: firstborn animal, meiser, a tenth animal, korban Pesach. They're kutchim kalim, and can shech them anywhere in the azara. So right away, women are out. They're out of shechting. They can't shech it. They'll be part of the mitzvah. They can't go in there. Kishar kutchim. Af bishas hetera bamos. Even when there was a permissibility of using bamos, there was a time.
Backyard barbecue.
We know when the Mishkan was not in the right proper place. When it was in Gilgal,
right.
When it was in Nov,
yeah.
When it was in Givon, at those three times, bamos, private altars, were permitted. So now the Rambam says, Af bishas hetera bamos lo hayo makrivim es haPesach beBamos Yochid. They would not bring a korban Pesach on a private bama. Other things you could bring on a private bama, you'd have to do the public bama. The public bama would be in Gilgal, in Nov, in Givon, where the Mishkan was, but it wasn't more of the permanent space. Let's say like Shiloh, where you were not allowed to have bamas, or when there was a Beis HaMikdash. Okay, so you can't have a bama, even though bamas were permitted at certain times. You can't bring a korban Pesach on a private bama. Anyone who brings a korban Pesach on a private bama, like, he gets lashed.
Whoa!
As it says, "Shenemar lo sucha lizbech as a Pesach bishar be'echad sharecha." You cannot slaughter the korban Pesach in one of your gates. Now, certainly, if you're going to just do it in your backyard, not a bum at all, it's for sure lashed. We're saying even a bumma, when it was permitted to use,
wasn't
a bumma,
allowed.
Couldn't do a private bumma. From the rabbis, we understand it means this is speaking specifically of the case where a fellow shechs on a private bumma, even in the time when private bummas were permitted, but not for a korban Pesach. Okay, now let's...
A question on that. So I don't understand. Somebody lives in Haifa or the Golan, and they're not well. They can't make it down to Yerushalayim.
You're not well. You're exempt, and you wait for Pesach.
But it's a hard journey.
Judaism is difficult. Did you ever come across that?
Still.
What do you want me to tell you?
If the person is
98 and he's infirm, he's not obliged at all.
He's putter.
He's putter from the mitzvah.
It's not going to be better on the Pesach.
It's a hard journey. So not everybody. You have to be a strong person to do that journey.
We do Mesiris Nefesh for mitzvahs. I don't understand. Since when are mitzvahs meant to be easy? Now you're having a question on the whole aspect of going to the Beis HaMikdash. You know, going to shul on Shabbos in the cold is also not easy.
It's not easy
to walk to a shul where they don't talk in shul when there's a shul that talks right next door. It's not easy to go to the shul that doesn't
talk. There's a shul that talks right next door. I don't go there. No.
I'm just saying. So it's not easy. And if you're not cable, you're not cable. You're putter. That's all.
But for health reason, you're putter, right? Only from a health reason.
If you're not able to go, God is not going to punish
you accountable.
If you're not physically able to do it. But then again, if when you're that same age and you travel a great distance to go to a hockey game, then Hashem will say, well, if you're able to go to a hockey game that's far away, then Hashem will say, why can't you go to the Beis HaMikdash? So, you know, if you're truly infirm, if you're truly infirm, Hashem will not hold it against you. But you can't do the mitzvah either, that's all. A person is very sick, he can't go to shul on Rosh Hashanah. So he doesn't hear the shofar. That's it. He can't. That's all. All right, Dalit. Shechitas HaPesach Acher Chatzos. The shechting Kor Pesach must be after midday. V'im shechato Kodom Chatzos. If you shechted a little bit earlier than that,
no,
puzzle, the it's Korban's
good.
Invalid, and you must get another Korban Pesach.
That, and you think how much would be available.
Now, as well, there's some other important rules. Vein shochatino so ela acher tamid shel ben rabbayim. You can't shech the Korban Pesach till after the afternoon daily Korban was brought.
Tamid, right.
Okay. So that makes it a little bit challenging.
Well, you got to get them all in before.
Right? So it means we have
Pesach
to early. Therefore, we got to get that Korban Tumid in very early.
That's the earliest.
Before that. And also, not just the Korban Tumid, but also Achar Shematir and Keteris Shel Bein HaRabayim. It has to be after also you bring the Keteris. in the afternoon that goes together with that. And also racha shemetiv and saneros. And then when you also clean out the candle, the menorah for the second time, and you relight it, at that point, all the korban, the tumid business is finished. Then maschilin lishchor es apsochim. Then you can shecht your korban pesachs ad soif hayom, until sundown. That's it.
And we don't, Pesach begins.
We don't shecht at night.
And
that's in Eretz Yisrael, it's a pretty much balanced day at that point. So it's about. Well, let's say 1 o'clock or so, be done with the tum and everything. Yeah. And you got about 5 hours to get all.
But how
that.
Many? That's the, all of Klal Yisrael is
all
there.
Of Klal Yisrael.
All of Klal Yisrael is there. I'm not talking about 10 people.
There was some miraculous aspect.
There had to be.
Vim shachadu acher chatzos. What if you shecht it after chatzos? Right, but you have to delay it. Kodem tummy shomarim. What if you shecht with before? You didn't wait for the korban tummy. Bidyeved kosher. It's okay.
It's not the best way though.
Because really, you should delay it. But that's for the mitzvah. But it won't passel it bidyeved. As long as you're after chatzos, you're okay bidyeved. But the problem is, if you only shechted it, and they said, "Well, let me continue to process it. Let me sprinkle the blood." Hold it.
Stop.
If you caught you right after you shechted it, then we're going to say, don't do anything more. We're going to bring the korban tumid. Ah, but there's a problem.
What about the
problem
blood?
Is the blood's going to coagulate.
Yes.
So therefore, if you shechted it too soon like that, via echad memoris bedampas, have someone should be stirring this blood of the korban pesach at sheizrak dama tumid until the tumid blood has been sprinkled. See this when you're ready, but that's assuming we already shechted the korban tumid. All right? But, in other words, if you shecht the Korban Tamid, and then you went, or let's say you shecht the Korban Pesach, and you know, there's a lot going on at the same time over there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you shechted your Korban Pesach. They had not yet shecht the Korban Tamid. Then they shecht the Korban Tamid. Then you realize you haven't yet sprinkled. So then we'll hold off and wait.
Whoa.
All right? But so therefore, we're speaking as where you also shecht the korban tumid. But lechat chila, you should really bring your korban pesach. If you're ready, shecht it. You should sprinkle it and then bring the korban tumid. Okay. V'achar yisak dam pesach achar. But if you had already shecht the korban tumid, then you wait for the zrik of the korban pesach. V'nisrak dam pesach kondam. What if you did everything with the korban pesach b'di'eved?
Kosher.
Okay. Now, so that's dealing with the first mitzvah of shechting the Korban Pesach at its right time, as opposed to the wrong time.
So there was only one time ever that it was done outside, really, either the Mishkan or the Beit HaMikdash. The first time.
Well, no. What about Bamas Rabim? I don't understand. What are you asking?
I'm saying the Pesach offering, the Korban Pesach, how many times was it done outside the Mishkan or the Beit HaMikdash?
The Beis Hamikdash. Well, when it was when the times when we had Gilgal, Nov, and Givon,
you could do the Pesach
in
that
public
time?
Public bummus.
Okay.
Oh, public bummus. No, just private.
Public bummus. Public bummus.
But the only time you were allowed to do it at home was the first time.
At home. Well, the first one in Egypt.
The first one. Yes.
In Egypt.
Did it at home.
In Egypt, there was no Mishkan. There was nothing to do. Okay. Halacha. Hey. Hashochet es haPesach bismano. If you shechted the korban Pesach at the right time, but here and this at the right time, but v'hayilo k'sayis chametz reshuso, you didn't get rid of all your chametz. Okay, now this is when you shechted at the right time of bein arba'im. Only when you shechted at the right time.
You should have long ago gotten rid of your chametz.
Forget about the yisurim chametz. That's a whole different story. We're not talking about the yisur of chametz. We're talking about this, a special love, not to shecht a korban pesach while you own chametz.
Correct.
Shenemar, the pasuk says it straight. Lo sizbach al chametz dam zivchi. Don't slaughter a korban pesach when you have chametz, which means shlo yizbach ha pesach al chametz kayim. Don't slaughter the korban pesach while the chametz still around. Doesn't matter now. Echad hashochet, doesn't matter if you're the guy who shechted it. Vechad hazorik as a dorm, or you sprinkle the blood. Vechad makdris and makrim, the guy's burning the fats. If any one of these people had chametz in their possession, or Bershus Achim Echabora, or anybody from the group, right after group, who has it, Sheochlin Pesach Zeh, Bixayis Chomets Bishasa Gravoso, that they're eating this Korban Pesach, and this Ixayis at the time it was bringing, Hareza Loka Va Pesach Kosher. So the guys who do the Avoda get the Malkus, so not the other guys. So,
it doesn't puzzle the Korban Pesach.
It doesn't. You can eat the Korban Pesach.
It's
a separate love of getting lashed for slaughtering the animal or sprinkling the blood or, what do you call it, burning the fat.
Not for eating it.
Not for eating it. You can eat it. It's a kosher Korban Pesach. Okay,
it's
now.
Because I was thinking, like, if you find, I guess you've made it bittle, but if you find chametz.
Oh, that's different.
We're talking intentionally. You only lash someone if they know. You never lash someone for unintentional.
Yes.
The guy has
a bagel under the couch. Okay.
No, you never lash someone if they're doing something unintentional.
You're off the hook.
Now, the question is, what do you do with the blood? Well, of course, all these things, every korban needs zrika sadam, but this is a very unusual zrika sadam. Vav, dama pesach ton shvicha kidegere yesod. The blood of the korban pesach, all you do is you pour the blood one time up onto the yesod. Remember, he said the foundation. Oh, that's that foundation. One amma sticking out from the base. So he says one sticking out on three sides.
Not on the fourth side.
Right? So you can put, you pour some on any one of those sides over there, except for the northeastern side. The southeastern side. Southeastern side did not have a yesod at all.
So you can't pour
but
it
anywhere else we have a base, you just pour it there. That's all. And that's the Zrika Saddam. That's it. After you've poured that blood, now what do we do with the animal? Mafshitin also, take off the skin.
Skin it.
The coronis beatno, and then you rip open the cavity by the stomach. Umotzin esemor, if you take out those fats, then inside it's going to go burnt on the base migdash. Umaktirin also chalavim, and you burn those fats. Kol zevach v'zevach levado, each korban by itself. In other words, you can't say, well, maybe we've got so many animals, let's just take 50 chalavim together, pile them up. No, each sheep, its own fats gets burnt separately, as opposed to making a whole group of them. Ubal hazevach, and now the owner of the korban represents the group. No tel pischo, he takes the korban pesach. Now, usually a kohen gets the skins, but not this one. Ima or shalo, and he gets to take the skins as well. Umevi lebeisul shalaim, he could bring it to his house in shalaim, or if he's a guest in his hotel room, whatever. You don't have to eat it. You wouldn't even, there's no room to eat it in the Azor or the Harabais. It was way too crowded. And you go to your house, or in Yerushalayim, v'tzoleo, and roast it, v'ochel lo erev, and you'd eat it in the evening. So even if you were lucky to get the animal shechted early in the day,
you couldn't eat it till night anyway, it's for the Seder.
There's nothing you could do, and I'm not exactly sure, it would appear that maybe you could roast it earlier.
Start the roasting.
But you can't eat it until nighttime.
You preserve it, yeah.
Okay.
What do you do with the hide?
Do whatever you want to do with it.
Sheepskin. You ever heard of sheepskin coats?
It's not related to anything with Pesach.
So you could make a coat. Make a jacket.
You've heard of sheepskin coats.
You can do whatever you want with it.
I'm just wondering why they don't leave it there.
You know? What do you mean? It's an expensive thing. Let the Jew enjoy it.
It's money.
Yeah. Right?
That's what you could do with it. Material.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, you could make some leather. Do you make any leather clothing?
No, sheepskin. The sheepskin is very very expensive.
We could persuade you.
Halacha Zayin. Hameniach Emurim. What if the Korban Pesach and you left the Emurim, you left the fats of the Korban Pesach, and for that matter, any other korban, Velohi Ktiram, and you did not burn them ad shalanu until it stayed overnight, till Amuda Shachar. The Nifsalu Balina, now they've become possible because you let it stay overnight.
Transgressed.
Okay. One second.
You just transgressed. We just learned that with the halachas.
Okay, we will see in a minute. Harays in a way that makes it possible. There'll be certain ways, as we'll see, that it's not possible. But if it is, Hareza over below Sase, you have transgressed the negative commandment. Shenemar, as it says, Lo Yolin Chelev Chagi Ad Boker. Don't leave the fats of my holiday offering until the morning. Now you've transgressed a negative commandment. Will you get lashed for this? So Rambam says, no. Valvishaver, if you blatantly transgress this, ain't a look in your last. Why? It's a negative precept that's not transgressed by
there's
actually
no
doing something.
No
it's transgressed by inaction.
Right.
You only get lashed if it's an action. Since it's not an action, you will not be lashed. It's an avera. It's on the books, but you don't get lashed.
On the books.
Now, how much time do you have to burn the fats of the Korban Pesach? Ches umaktirim chelvei psochim kol halayla. You burn the fats of the Korban Pesach all night. That's biblically. We'll see the rabbis decreed you shouldn't burn it after Chatzos, as we learned in the first Mishnah in Maseches Brachos. Biblically, you have the whole night, but rabbinically, we want to stop you at Chatzos. But biblically, you have Achi Yala Muda Shachar until the sun, the dawn is. B'med V'amari. Now, when do we say this idea that you can burn it the following night? Listen carefully now. Kishachol Arba Asur Li Estrabas. When? Erev Pesach comes out on Shabbos.
Mm.
Now remember, you shech the Korban Pesach, right, on Shabbos. But what are you going to do now? Sharei Chelvei Shabbos, but the Chalovim, those fats on Shabbos, the animals that you burn on Shabbos, craving be Yontif, they're brought on Yontif. Okay? So, so one second over here.
Was it really? It's not Yontif in Israel.
It is.
Can that happen?
Shabbos is Erev Yom.
Okay,
yes,
so it is. Awesome. Right. Yeah, it happens.
We have all this Sunday, Monday.
Hillel, that's the whole situation.
You've never had one in your life?
I thought Pesach could be Shabbos.
Did you
Sunday.
Never have an Erev Pesach being a Shabbos? Don't you remember all the problems we have when it's on Shabbos?
Sure. That's how Hillel got to be who he is.
Every couple years.
That
whole thing.
Come on.
So when do we say got the whole night until the morning to do that? When it comes out on when Erev Pesach is Shabbos, so now we say that you burn the Chalovim on Yontif. You're not going to burn them on Shabbos. You burn them at night. But if the 14th is on a regular day, and then it's followed up by a Yontif, let's say it's a Thursday.
Right.
And now, it's not going to be, let's say Wednesday.
Wednesday to Thursday.
And now Wednesday night is Yontif. Well, then we're not going to let you burn it. So Ein Maktirin Chel VeChol Yontif. You have to burn it before sundown.
Right.
In other words, when it's Shabbos, we don't want you to burn it on Shabbos. Wait till the sun sets, it's Yontif, and now you burn it. But if it's a regular day going into every other regular day goes into Yontif because the first day of Yontif,
right.
So effectively, you busy guy. After they shech the animal, you got to make sure to burn it, unless it comes out on Shabbos, before that time.
Wow.
We're going to stop it over here for today. Go ahead.